Well, the businesses under the umbrella of George Street Association are coming together this holiday season to bring Christmas tree cheer to over a dozen families who could use a hand up. I met up with Donnie Cody. He's marketing and communications with the association. And we chatted on George Street about the miracle that's going to happen there this year.
Well, the Miracle on George Street is a very heartwarming campaign that the members of George Street, all 19 establishments, are really excited about, have been working on it for quite a while. They do so much work to give back to the community year-round, but, you know, have not always been sort of vocal about that. So this is an opportunity for us to let everyone who comes down to our famous little street know that we are partnering with the Single Parent Association to give Christmas to 19 families, one per establishment on the street.
Wow, so tell me a little bit about how it's going to break down.
So ultimately, every establishment on the street is going to be contributing to a donation that, based on conversations with the Single Parent Association, will make Christmas happen for 19 families. It's simple, it's something that we're really proud of and we're excited about doing, and that's the essence of what our Miracle on George Street campaign is.
Yeah, but why do it?
Why not? At the end of the day, we're already doing it. George Street Association, all the member establishments are small business owners that give back so deeply to the community in a bunch of ways. And this is nothing more than us continuing to do what we've always done, especially in these times during this year. It just feels good to remind everybody that we're all working hard and working together to make Christmas happen for everybody in our community.
And, I mean, in the year of 2020, when revenues are probably down, I mean, how important, how much does it mean to these owners, the bar owners here, to do this?
I think through the support of the association and all the good work that has happened, creating events that bring community together, like the Rocktober campaign that we did a little while back, and now through initiatives like this, with our generous partners, Corby, Labatt, Downtown St. John's, the city, Oz FM, NTV, there's so many different organizations that help us do what we do, so we're super thankful to have all of them help make this possible, even during hard times, as you say. But that's when I think all the members came together and decided we have to double down during these times versus the pull back, and I think that's part of the miracle.
Speaking about the revenues, though, on George Street, what can you tell us about business? I mean, COVID has been hard on everyone and everything.
It has been. It's been a real challenging year, and we all know that, you know, restaurants and bars are the industries that are experiencing the most friction and turmoil, and everyone's been working together and trying to create value-based offerings that lean on social safety and make sure that everyone feels comfortable continuing to go out. And I think that whether you're in the bar and restaurant industry or any type of industry that involves small business, which, let's face it, is everything, we all need to stand together and make sure that we enforce the public safety guidelines, the 6 feet apart, the sanitization, the mask wearing. And I think that the public needs to continue to trust the establishments that they've frequented over the years to know that we are putting them first always, and to continue to come out and frequent local establishments in a safe, social manner, because that's the George Street Association and its members' top priority, is to ensure that that experience is offered where possible.
And I mean, we're not without active cases here in this province, you know, and as we move closer to the holidays, how unwelcome is the thoughts of another lockdown?
Very unwelcome. I think we're doing the right thing. We're trusting government and all of our industry partners in and outside of the industry to do what's right and have us all stand together for these guidelines that everyone in the province needs to take seriously. And we are doing the same, and encourage anyone's feedback in any regard so we can all stand together and continue to deliver a socially safe celebratory time leading into the holidays when we need that more than ever.